Let's try to finish the Perek, Perek Lamed He. It's been 2 weeks, so I'll remind you, we are on page Resh Nun Zayin, in the middle of Perek Lamed He. Page Resh Nun Zayin, in the right-hand column, beginning with the words, Vehine Inyan Hashra'at HaShechina. We are learning here the importance of Kiyum HaMitzvot. Why is it it's so important to perform the mitzvot, to do mitzvot? He says, "V'inyan hasharat ha-shechina." When it says before that when a person does a mitzvah, the shechina rests upon his head. We brought from the Zohar HaKadosh, a teaching from the Yanuka in the Zohar HaKadosh. So now, what does it mean, hasharat ha-shechina, that the shechina rests, comes down and dwells? That's when the light of Hashem is revealed in something. Meaning, the real Hashrat HaShechina is when that which the Shechina descends upon, is nichlal be'or Hashem, is totally included, is lost in the light of Hashem, ubatel lo bimtziut legamre, and has no metziut on its own. It's all about Hashem. She'az hu sheshore umidgale bo Hashem echad. That's when Hashem echad is in that item or on that person. Aval kol ma shelo batel elav bimtziut legamre, en or Hashem shore umidgale bo. Something that is not batel to Hashem, the Or Hashem does not reveal itself in him. And now listen to this Chidush Rabotai. The Af Tzadik Gamur, even a Tzadik Gamur, Shemitdabek bo be'ahava rabba, who attaches himself to Hashem with great love. Harelet machashava tefisa beklal be'emet. After all, no human being is really able to fathom Hashem, to grasp Hashem. Ki amitat Hashem Elokim emet u'yichudo ve'achduto she'u levado hu ve'efes bil'ado mamash. Because the truth of Hashem Elokim emet is His oneness, that there is nothing else besides Him. Ve'im ken ze ha'ohev she'u yesh ve'lo efes let l'machashava dile tfisa biklat shmam omer. He says, therefore, the tzadik gamur, who loves Hashem with a very, very high level of love of Hashem, he's still a yesh. He still feels, I love Hashem. There is an I. A human being, it's very hard for him. Let machashavat fisa beklal means it's impossible for a human being to grasp Hashem echad bimlo'o. Because as much as a person will grasp it, he's still going to feel, I am grasping it. Maze I. So it's not yet, it's not batel. Ve'en or Hashem shore umidgale bo. Therefore, how does the light of Hashem reveal itself on anyone, even the tzaddik gamur? Ela al yedei kiyum ha-mitzvot, she'en retzono ve'chokhmato yitbarach mamash belishum ester panim. It's only through the mitzvot that we do. The mitzvah, what's a mitzvah? It's the ratzon of Hashem. It's the will of Hashem, undiluted will of Hashem, without ester panim, without any hiding. The mitzvah is retzono yitbarach. So when a person is doing a mitzvah, at that point he is doing something that is totally the ratzon of Hashem. Without any ester panim, it's all him. Therefore, the Shekhinah is shoreh, that moment. Now, there is the importance of learning Torah also, but we'll see that even learning Torah, there's one thing that's missing. When a person learns Torah, listen to this, how special this is. Azay nishmato shei nafsho elakit im shne levusheha hapnimiyim levadam, שם כוח הדיבור ומחשבה נכללות באור השם אין סוף ברוך הוא ומיוחדות בו בייחוד גמור. When a person learns Torah, So now his neshama, which is his nefesh elakit, his godly soul, with two of its garments. What are the three garments? Machshava, dibur, and maaseh. Thought, speech, and actions. When a person is learning Torah, so now two of the garments of the neshama, which are the power of thought and the power of speech, both of them are nichlal, are now batel, are included in the light of Hashem. The light of Or and Sof Baruch Hu is revealed on them when a person is learning Torah. V'hi ashra'at ha-shechina al nafsho ha-elakit. That is the fulfillment of the dwelling of the Shechina on the person. Kema'amar abotenu, like it says, afilu echad shiyoshev ve'osek ba-Torah, Shechina imo. One person sitting down and learning Torah, the Shechina is with him. However, ach kedei leamshich or ve'he'arat ha-shechina gam al gufo ve'nafsho ha-bahamit shehi achiyunit ha-melubeshet begufo mamash. But in order for the light of Hashem, the light of the Shechina, to come down to his body and to illuminate even nafsho ha-bahamit, the animal soul, which is melubeshet begufo mamash, which is the most connected to our body. The nefesh ha-bahamit is what activates our body. Eating, drinking, everything. In order for the light of Hashem, the light of the Shekhinah, to illuminate even that part, cannot be just with the Torah. Tzarich lekayem mitzvot ma'asiyot hana'asot al yedei aguf mamash. A person has to do actions of mitzvah, so that the body is involved in the mitzvah. When a person is learning Torah, I mean, you could say to a certain degree the body is involved in the mitzvah also, but it's mainly the machshavot, the thoughts, and his speech. One's talking. But the ma'asim, you're not doing anything right now. You're sitting and learning. So now, in order for the Or Hashem to be mitlabesh on the area of the ma'asim, which is the most connected, which is the guf, which is the most connected to the nefesh ha-bahamit, the only way for that is to have the body itself involved in the retzonoi, in the retzon Hashem. She'az koach haguf mamash be'asiya zo. At that time when a person is doing a mitzvah, this is asher kiddeshanu be'mitzvotav. This is the deep meaning of what we say, asher kiddeshanu be'mitzvotav. When the person is doing the mitzvah, nichlal be'or Hashem urtzono, miyuchad bo biyichud gabur. Now, even his nefesh ha-bahamit is now being illuminated with the light of the Shekhinah. Ve'hu levush ha-shlishi shel nefesh ha-elakit. So even his nefesh habamit that comes from klipat noga, nitapech mera letov, for the moment changes from bad to good, venichlal mamash bakedusha b'nefesh elakit mamash, and now it becomes connected to the kedusha of the nefesh elakit. Me'achav shehu hu ha-poel ve'ose ma'aseh ha-mitzvah, being that the nefesh ha-ba'amit and the body is what's being involved now in the doing of the mitzvah. Shevil ado lo hayta nefesh ha-elakit poelet baguf klal. Without it, the nefesh ha-elakit, the godly soul, would not be able to do anything in the body. He's not interested in staying in the body. Ki hi ruchanit ve'haguf gashmi ve'chomri. Because that is totally spiritual and the body is totally physical. Ve'hamemutza b'nehem, what's the shatchan? What is the intermediary between them that gets them to be together? The nefesh elakit and the guf. That's the nefesh habamit. Wa nefesh achiyunit habamit amlubeshet bedam haadam shebelibo, which is in the blood of a person, v'chol haguf. Ve'af shemahuta ve'atzmuta shel nefesh habamit shebelibo shehen midoteha hara'ot adayin lo nichlelu b'kedusha. Of course, he says, even though still the essence of the nefesh ha-ba'amit, which is the midot ha-ra'ot, as we explained in the beginning of the sefer, even though they are not included in the kedusha, the midot ra'ot, but mikol makom me'achar de'itkafya nekedusha, but because at the time of the doing of the mitzvah, they were forced into the kedusha, the midah ra'ah says, I don't want to wake up. I don't want to wake up. I want to sleep. But he forces himself in a bodily way. He forces his body, he rips it out of bed. So the nefesh habamit is forced to agree, to acquiesce, to say, okay, I'm getting up. Sheesh. Ube'al kolchan onim amin. And by force, the body, the nefesh habamit, is saying, amen. Umaskimim, umitratzim la'asiyat ha-mitzvah, and is agreeing to the act of the mitzvah al-yedei itgabrut nafsho elakit shebamoach sheshalit al-alev, through the strengthening, overpowering of the nefesh ha-elakit that moment to decide to do the mitzvah. Vehen b'sha'azo b'bchinat galut v'she'ena kanal. So the midot ra'ot of the nefesh elakit, of the nefesh ha-ba'amit, at that moment of the mitzvah, it's as if it's in galut. Right? Take a person who's not interested in learning, put him in a bit midrash. Where does he feel he is? He's tortured. He's in galut. Right? This is not where he wants to be. But malach ra one amen. Be'al kocho. Okay, fine. No problem. I'm doing it. Ulekach en zo meniyah me'ashra'at ha'shchina laguf ha'adam v'sha'azo. You hear what he's answering with this? Because the question is, if the midot ra'ot don't want, so how could it be that that the Or Hashem, the Or HaShechina, can illuminate even in the Nefesh HaBamit? But the essence of the Nefesh HaBamit does not want it. So it's a Yesh Bifnei Atzmo. The Shechina is not dwelling in something which deflects Hashem. So he says, because at that time, when the Nefesh HaBamit agrees by force to do a mitzvah, the Midot Ra'ot are in Galut, they're asleep. They're dormant at that moment. And that's how it cannot stop the Hashra'at HaShekhinah. It doesn't block the Shekhinah from illuminating the Nefesh HaBamit. Dahainu shekoach nefesh achiyunit ha-melubash ba'asiyat ha-mitzvah hu nichlal mamash be'or Hashem u'myuchad be'yichud gamur. You hear what it means to do a mitzvah, Rabotai? You hear what it means to do a mitzvah? ועל ידי זה ממשיך הערה נכללות נפש החיונית שבכל הגוף וגם על הגוף גשמי. He brings the Shekhinah on the body. The body of a Jew is a different body, Rabotai. The body of the Jew is a different body. It's a body that kept Shabbat. It's a body that said Kiddush. It's a body that said Havdalah. It's a body that put on Tefillin. It's a different body. That's why this Tchiyat HaMetim. בבחינת מקיף מלמעלה מראשו ועד רגליו. The Or HaShekhinah hovers over the body in a way of makif. Makif means it hovers over the body. That's what the Zohar Kadosh was saying. The Shekhinah al reshe, it rests on the head. Al daika, it hovers over the body, over the Jew. V'chein akol be'asara shechinta sharia, like Chazal say in Sanhedrin, every 10 Jews, shechinta sharia. And let's finish the perek. Hine kol bechinat hamshachat or ha-shechina, shehi bechinat gilui or insof baruchu, eno nikra shinui chas v'shalom bo yitbarach v'lo ribui. Here, the last paragraph, he's saying something different from the whole topic. He says, this whole thing that we spoke about, of the hamshachat, of the drawing down, the light of the shechina, that it's mitgaled, reveals itself in all the different people who do mitzvot and learn Torah, this is not considered chas v'shalom shinui bo yitbarach, like a change in Hashem. Oh, Hashem is here, he's not here, he's there, not here. Here he's on this level, here's on that level. Chas v'shalom, that's a shinui. Where is the Hashem echad? He says, that's not a question. Kedeita b'Sanhedrin, the Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us, Amar le'ahu mina le'Rabban Gamliel, there was a kofer that told, that asked Rabban Gamliel, Amritu kol be'asar ha-shechin tasharia. You say, every group of 10 Jews, the Shekhinah is there. Oh, kama shechinta itlechu. So how many Shekhinot are there? So the Shekhinah is here, it's there. So there's a lot of Shekhinot. So where's the Achdut? So Rabban Gamliel answered him. You look in the Gemara, it's a one-line answer. V'yeshiv lo mashal me'or ha-shemesh ha-nichnas b'chalomot rabim. In fact, the Baal HaTanya is saying his commentary on the answer. You know, it doesn't say there a mashal of chalomot rabim, but this is how he's explaining the answer there. He told him to look at the sun. Meaning, he told the kofer's servant, he called him over here, gave him a slap on the neck, it says in the Gemara, and he told him, tell me, where is the sun? Where is it shining? So he says, shining through there, it's shining through here. So you have a room with many windows, and the sun is shining through the windows. So what are you going to say now? That there's 10 suns? Because it's shining here, it's right? No! It's one sun, It depends where you open the window to receive the light. This is not a shinui bo yitbarach. The shinui is in us, in the receivers. By us, how it manifests itself in the world is in different ways. But it's all coming from the rays of light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is Hashem Echad, Ushmo Echad. רבי חנן אבן הקשה אומר, רצה הקדוש ברוך הוא לזכות את ישראל, לפיכך הרבה להם תורה ומצוות שנאמר, אדוני חפץ למען צדקו יגדיל תורה ויאדיר. אמן.